no idea. Didn't even know there was a job going, etc. Anyway, I cycled up. I was on the bike. I cycled up to the school, pushing the bike up the drive and thinking, what on earth? Well, no, I'd already had that sort of, I thought it was really lovely. But I didn't think for a second, because I didn't have any experience in special needs, that I'd get the job. But basically, I was given the job before I was even interviewed. In those days, things were very, very different. He basically said, right, the job you'll be doing is this, but we need you to say yes, basically now. So, fortunately, he did give me a couple of days. I ummed and ahed over it for 2 days, thinking, do I really want to go down this route? And then thought, well, I've been sitting around saying, I don't know where I'm going at Southborough. I might as well. And it changed my life, because I don't think I'd have stayed in teaching had I not started at St Philip's, because it was a very different school. It was caring, it had a very pastoral heart. You could feel the heart of the school. You know, I'm not saying the kids weren't tricky at times, because there were children with special needs, but there was a real sense in which you were looking after the whole kids, and sometimes their families as well. You know, you were really, there was a sense of care that I wasn't seeing and hadn't experienced in my secondary experience at Lincoln Road Boys or Southborough Boys. And I thought, this is it for me. And it didn't take long before I'd reached a place where I thought, this is, you know, I'm very happy in the profession in this particular school.